So we know there was a king. There was a king, Surataha. And who was, we saw him last. He had gone to the dense forest, Gahanam Vanam. There he was in the ashram of Medhas. And where we saw the beautiful description of the ashram. And there he was wandering here and there. And when he was during his stay, he was worried about his country, the people, all of them. There he happened to meet this, in the same place, he happened to meet another merchant. And his name was Su. What is the name of the Samadhi? Samadhi is the name of the merchant, Vaishyaha. He saw this merchant called Samadhi. And he also said how his own sons and wife, out of greed for money, and they grabbed everything from him, and he became penniless, and he came to this ashram. And you know, after coming here, he was worried about his wife and children. And then this king was asking, they rejected you, grabbing everything, and why do you worry about them unnecessarily? Okay, that is why I do not know. I'm so, my mind doesn't have this harshness, and it is worried about those people. We saw that much yesterday. So he said, Kim karomi na badhnati mama nishturatam manaha. Mama manaha nishturatam na badhnati. My mind does not accept harshness, cruelty. What do I do? Kim karomi? Then, new lesson. Yai santyajya pitrusneham dhanalubdhair nirakritaha patiswajana hardancha harditeshweva me manaha. Yai santyajya pitrusneham dhanalubdhair nirakritaha patiswajana hardancha harditeshweva me manaha. Kimetannabhijanami jananapi mahamate yat prema pravanam chittam viguneshvapi bandhushu. Kimetannabhijanami jananapi mahamate yat prema pravanam chittam viguneshvapi bandhushu. Let me do the meanings first. After doing the whole chapter, I'll again do the summary of the whole story. Then we'll see the philosophical significance later on. Now, he says, me manaha. If you see the first 31st word, that last sentence, me manaha. Me manaha hardi eva. Me manaha hardi. The word hardi means, hardi means my mind is affectionate. My mind entertains affection. See, hrit sambandham hardi. Me manaha hardi means my mind is affectionate. Hardi manaha means affectionate mind. My mind is affectionate. Towards whom? Teshu, teshu eva. Me manaha teshu eva hardi. My mind is affectionate towards them. And who are those people? My mind is affectionate towards those people. by whom aham nirakritaha, yaihi by whom teshu me manaha hardi, my mind is affectionate towards those people, by whom aham nirakritaha. Nirakritaha means I have been rejected. My mind is affectionate towards those people by whom I have been rejected. Yaihi aham nirakritaha. Then, and how have been rejected? He says, Pitru sneham santyajya. Santyajya, having given up, completely having given up. Santyajya, having given up. Pitru sneham, love for father. Pitru sneha means, sneha he means love. Having given up the love for father. Pati swajana hardancha santyajya. So, my sons who have given up their affection towards me. Then, my wife who has given up her affection towards me. Pati swajana hardam. Pati means my wife who has given up her affection for me as a husband. Swajanam, people, my own relatives have given up my affection for me as a relative. So having given up the love, affection for me as father, as husband, as relative, all of them, and those people, also dhanalubdaha, the greedy after money. So by those people by whom I have been rejected without affection for father, as a father, with the affection from my sons as a father, with the affection from my wife as a husband, affection as a relative, my relatives, and also by those people who are greedy after money, by those people I've been rejected, still my mind is affectionate towards those people who have rejected me for greedy after money, and who do not have any affection or love for me as sons, as father, as husband, as relatives. They have given up everything. I do not have any affection from them. But still my mind is affectionate towards those people who do not have any affection, love for me as father, as husband, as relative. It's called one-sided love. This person has affection and they don't have any affection. Next verse. Kim etanna janami jananapi mahamate yat prema pravanam chittam viguneshapi bandushu. He says, hey mahamate, this merchant Vaishya already understood the king, and he addressing the king as mahamate. Mahamatihi means mahati matihi yasya. Mahati matihi yasya saha mahamatihi. We can say mahatma, like mahamatihi. Mahamatihi, O intelligent one, O great minded person. Mahatma is a masculine gender word. Mahamatihi is also, now it's a masculine gender word. Mahati matihi yasya saha mahamatihi. O great minded. That's the meaning. O person of great mind. O intelligent one, person. Mahamate. addressing. Janan means I'm not ignorant. In spite of knowing, arihindravanaga irundum, janan api, in spite of my knowing, what viguneshu bandushu api. See, bandushu, bandavaha or vigunaha. Vigunaha bandavaha means, the people who do not have any affection or love or any values. Vigunaha bandavaha. Viguneshu bandushu. In spite of my knowing, O intelligent one, O great-minded, chittam, yat chittam, the mind, my mind, prema pravana means same meaning, hardly like prema means love, pravanam, which enjoy, entertains, so which has love. Me chittam prema pravanam, my mind which has love for those people who are devoid of any good qualities. Vigunaha bandavaha. So my mind which has affection, which has love towards those people who do not have, who are devoid of values, who do not have any love. In spite of knowing them, yetati kim, what is this? Na abhijanami, I do not understand my God. I do not know, what is this? What is this affection? What is this attachment? In spite of knowing them, knowing their character, knowing their qualities, in spite of knowing them, that those people are vigunaha bandavaha. They are completely relatives who do not have any values, any virtues, any love. In spite of knowing Jananapi, O Mahamate, Kim Yat Chittam Prema Pravanam. My God, what is this? Mind has affection, has love for those people, towards those people. Yetat Kim Na Abhijanami. What is this attachment? What is this affection? I do not know. Now he continues. Tesham krite me nishvaso daurmanasyancha jayate. If you listen continuously, then when I complete the first chapter, then we'll see beautifully the story summary. Again, all the philosophical details we need to know from the chapter. Tesham krite me nishvaso daurmanasyancha jayate karomi kim yanna manaha teshvapritishu nishturam tesham krite me nishvaso daurmanasyancha jayate karomi kim yanna manas teshvapritishu nishturam. So here he says tesham krite me nishvasaha daurmanasyam cha jayate karomi kim yan na manaha teshu apritishu nishturam. He continues lamenting. Tesham krite means for their sake. Me nishvasaha, for their sake, with reference to them, nishvasaha, I worry about. Nishvasaha means, what they are doing, I don't know. This is called nishvasaha. Okay? Nishvasaha means what? When expression of long breath, expressing long breath, expression of worry in the form of long breath is called nishvasaha. Nishvasaha means expression of long breath, expression of worry in the form of long breath is called what? Nishvasaha. I do not know what they are doing. This is called Nishvasaha. Okay? Tesham Krute Nishvasaha means, my God, that I always express my worry in the form of, you know, having long breath for them. Then, Daurmanasyam cha jayate. Daurmanasyam means, again, sorrow. Daurmanasyam means sorrow. Mental, we don't need to say mental sorrow. You know why? Our mental weakness. See, sorrow, mental weakness in the form of sorrow is called Daurmanasyam. Sumanasyam means pleasure. Daurmanasyam means pain. Sumanasyam, a condition, disposition pertaining to the mind. Mental disposition in terms of pleasure is called sumanasyam. Mental disposition in terms of pain is called daurmanasyam. Tesham krute nishvasaha jayate. Tesham krute daurmanasyam cha jayate. There constantly there is a mental, you know, agony. Daurmanasyam, there is a pain. Pain, always pain for them. There is a pain, when I think of them, pain rises in my mind. Pain associated with them rises in me. There is always long breath on my part, which expression of my pain. Apritishu teshu. No, manaha teshu apriteshu apritishu. Yen sandhi. Apritishu. The people who could not have any love, people who are taught completely devoid of love. Apritishu. Apritihi means Pritihi yesham nasti te apritayaha anbattavargal. Apritihi. So apritishu, those people who do not have any love in them. Mama manaha nishturam na manaha kim na nishturam. Kim ma manaha na nishturam. Why my mind is not harsh towards them, cruel towards them? Na nishturam, mama manaha na nishturam means my mind is not harsh, cruel towards those people. Even though they do not have any love, affection, care, and there's always worry, pain regarding them. Pain rises in my mind. Pain is always in my mind. And then, kim karomi, I do not know. What do I do? Kim karomi, what do I do? This is called typical human lamentation. No, human pain, suffering. Markandeyaha uvacha. Okay. Now, until now, Markandeyaha, please remember a story within a story. You must remember Rishi Markandeyaha started narrating the story. And what did he say? He first introduced the Savarnihi, son of Surya, son of sun. Okay. S-O-N of S-U-N, Savarnihi. And who was the eighth Manuhu? And how he became eighth Manuhu? By the grace of Devi. That story he wanted to tell. In order to tell the story of the eighth Manuhu, Savarnihi, son of sun, and he heard talking about, he introduced the king called Surataha, who came in the family of Chaitra. And how that king was a king, how the Surata king was a king of the entire world. And how he lost everything, being defeated by Kolavidvamsi kings. And then how his own ministers cheated him, where he lost his own small place also. And finally he came to the forest. And where he was worried about his kingdom and people. And the same place he saw this merchant who also had the same misfortune. And then who was also talking about how he was worried about his family, his wife and family who betrayed him. That is the story until now. Okay. So the meeting of Vaishya, the rich merchant and the royal king happened in the hermitage of Rishi Medhas. The hermitage which is in the dense forest Gahanam Vanam. And they both mutually share their stories. Now, Rishi Markandeya comes to the picture. Again, he tells. Markandeya Uvacha. Don't forget, what is the name of merchant? Samadhi Nama Vaishyaha. Surataha Nama Raja. These two people, they met in the ashram. And they mutually shared their stories. Now Markandeya tells. Tatastau sahitau vipra tammunim samupasthitau. Tatastau sahitau vipra tammunim samupasthitau. Samadharnama vaishyosau sachaparthiva sattamaha. Tatastau sahitau vipra tammunim samupasthitau. Samadharnama vaishyosau sachaparthiva sattamaha. Now, this Markandeya Rishi was addressing a Brahmana. So the story narrator was Markandeya Rishi. The one who was listening to the narration was a Vipraha Brahmanaha. And he narrated the story of, brief story of Surataha, king, and Samadhi, the merchant. And they're meeting in the ashram. Now he tells, hey Vipra, Markandeya addresses his the listener. Hey Vipra, O Brahmin. Vipraha is another meaning of the word Brahmana. And who is the Vipraha? It is not read to this, I tell you. Vipraha is the one who is given to the study of the scriptures. Thereby, who follows the values strictly, who is committed to values, knowing the value of values. The difference between Dvijaha and Vipraha. Dvijaha is also Brahmana. Vipraha is also Brahmanaha. What is the difference between both of them? Both are righteous people, both are ethical, both are pious. Dvijaha is also pious Brahmana. Vipraha is also pious Brahmanaha. But the difference is, Dvijaha is mature individual, Vipraha is more mature individual. Because Dvijaha is the one who strictly follows the values, who strictly committed to the life of values, ahimsa. But Vijaha does not know why he should follow values. Whereas Vipraha is the one who follows values, who is also very pious, very committed to the life of Dharma, but he follows values knowing why he should follow values. Knowing the value of values, one who follows, lives a life of values is Vipraha. And one who follows values without knowing the value of values is Dvijaha. Okay. So now he is a Vipraha, highly learned scholar. And this Markandeya Rishi, he is narrating the story to Vipra. He is addressing, hey Vipra, O Brahmana. Samadhi, this is the second. Samadhi Nama Asau Vaishyosau. If you break it, Samadhir Nama means Samadhi Nama Vaishyosau Asau Vaishyaha. It means Samadhi Engindra Anda Vaishyan. This merchant known as Samadhi. Samadhi Nama Asau Vaishyaha means that merchant known as Samadhi. And Sahacha Parthiva Sattamaha. Sat means righteous person. Sat taraha means better person. Sattamaha means the best person. So Parthiva Sattamaha means the most exalted king Suratha. Sacha, saha, cha, sacha. That merchant known as Samadhihi, Samadhihi nama Vaishyaha asau, saha Parthiva Sattamaha cha, that exalted king. Sat, sattaraha, sattamaha. Sat, comparative degree. Sat, positive degree. Sat, comparative degree. Sattamaha, superlative degree. Okay, the most exalted, the best of the kings, the exalted among the kings. That exalted king, Surataha, saha Parthiva Sattamaha, saha Samadhirnama Asau Vaishyaha, that merchant known as Samadhi, Tataha thereafter, Tau means they both. After having met, they both. Tau, they both. Avirvarum. Sahitau, together. Sahita means together. Sahitau. Both of them together. Tau, sahitau. Avirvarum serndu, inaindu. Tau, sahitau. Inaindavargalaga. Both of them together. Tam munim samupasthitau. Okay, they approached that Rishi there in the ashram. Okay, they both of them met in the ashram. They mutually shared their stories. Then both of them together approached that Rishi in that ashram. Who is the Munihi Medhas? So this king Parthasurataha and merchant Samadhihi, both of them together met with, or they approached the sage Medhas in the ashram. Here, sam upasthitau, if you take, sam is on prefix, upa is another prefix, sthitau. See, sthitaha remained, stayed, upasthitaha stayed near, samupasthitau approached. Samupasthitaha approached. Samupasthitau approached. Because dual. So Surataha samupasthitaha, Samadhihi samupasthitaha, Surataha Samadhihi cha samupasthitau. They both approached. They both approached the Medhas, the sage in that ashram. Then what did they do? Kritva tutau yatha nyayam yatharham tena samvidam. Kritva tutau yatha nyayam yatharham tena samvidam upavishtau kathah kaschit upavishtau kathah kaschit Chakraturvaisya Parthivam Upavishtau Kathah Kaschit Chakraturvaisya Parthivam. So when they approach the sage, how they should approach, that is also that this Puranam teaches us how, even though he was a great king, even though he was a very rich merchant, when they happen to approach a saintly person who was like a guru, how they approach, that is said here. Tau, you can see, kritva tu tau, yatha nyayam yatharham tena samvidam upavishtau. Tau, vaishya parthivau. Tau means they both, avirvar. Avirvar tau, they both. Tau means they both. which who bought Vaishya Parthivau, dual Vaishyaha Parthivaha cha. Tau Ubau or Tau Vaishya Parthivau, they both merchant and the king. They both merchant and the king, Samadhi and Surataha. Avviruvarum and the Vaishyanum Arasanum. Tau Vaishya Parthivau tu, of course, indeed. Yathanyayam. What did they do? Yathanyayam. You can say Yathanyayam means in keeping with the Shastram. In keeping with the instruction of the Shastram. Yathanyayam means as per the instruction of the Shastram. As enjoined by the Shastram. According to the Shastram. Yathanyayam. Yatha Arham. Yatha Arham means in keeping with the tradition. In keeping with the Shastram. In keeping with the tradition. Yatharha means in keeping with the tradition. Tena. Tena means with him. With whom? With the sage. Tena Medasa. With that saint Medas. Samvidam Kritva. Samvid means friendliness, okay? First, having enquired. Samvidam karoti means enquires with friendliness. Enquiring with friendliness is called samvidakaranam. Samvidam karoti means enquired somebody with friendly attitude. So, samvidam kritva, having enquired politely, the friendly nature, friendly attitude, samvidam kritva, upavishtau, sitting, kaschit kathaha chakrutuhu. Here, katha should be story. Katha means sentences. Okay, some words. Kaschit kathaha. Some words. Chakratuhu. Kathaha chakratuhu means they did utter. That's the meaning. Kathaha chakratuhu means they did utter. Kaschit means what? So kaschit kathaha chakratuhu means they uttered some words. Kaschit kathaha Chakratuhu, they did the utterance of some words. That's the meaning. They did utter some words. Sitting, having inquired with a friendly attitude, sitting with that saint, and they did utter. They conveyed certain some words. But when they sat, in keeping with the tradition, in keeping with the scriptural injunction, they both approached him and they sat with him. They conveyed some certain words. That's all this verse says. Now, so Raja Uvacha. No, the Raja said. First, Raja only starts his conversation. Who? Surataha starts his conversation with the saint. Bhagavan, exactly whenever problem comes, ordinary person should approach a guru and he has to tell him the situation. So he goes, it's called counseling, okay? And he goes for counseling. But not even counseling, it's a serious question. He's asking. Bhagavam stvamaham prashtum इच्छाम्येकं वदस्व तत् भगवं स्त्वामहं प्रष्टुम् इच्छाम्येकं वदस्व तत् दुःखाय यन्मे मनसः स्वचित्तायत्तताम् विना दुःखाय यन्मे मनसः स्वचित्तायत्तताम् विना. First he says, first he's addressing the king, the saint, who don't forget the first we saw this Markandeya Rishi continues his, narrates his story to his Brahmana, Vipra, and he tells these two people, Vaishya and Samadhi, approached the saint, the ashram, and they started talking to him. And first, the king is approaching, the king is talking to the guru, the Medhas. And what is he asking? He says, hey Bhagavan. See, Bhagavan Twam, must not make the sandhi. Bhagavan Twam, Bhagavams Twam, always nakara followed by takara. Bhagavan Twam, Bhagavams Twam. Hey Bhagavan. So, takaranta pullinga shabdaha in vocative case, Bhagavan. Nominative case, Bhagavan. Vocative case, Bhagavan. So, hey Bhagavan, Twam aham prashtum icchami. Very simple. Twam, you, objective case, ungalai. Aham, I, prashtum, infinitive, to ask, icchami, want. I want to ask you. O Lord, I want to ask you. Hey Bhagavan, aham twam prashtum icchami. Aham twam prashtum icchami. Naan unnai ketka virumbugiren. Unnai ketka virumbugiren. Unnidam ketka virumbugiren. I want to ask you. Vadasva, tat vadasva. Please do tell. Okay, vadasva, solviraha. Adai solviraha. Naan ketka, umme ketka virumbugiren, ninga solviraha. I want to ask you, please tell me. Please tell that. What he says, yet that, yen me, means what? Yet me, manasaha dukkhaya. Manasaha dukkhaya, swachitta ayattatam vina. Swachitta ayattatam vina. See, chittam means mind. Okay, now he lesson goes to be serious. Chittam means mind. Ayattata. Chittam, mind, ayattata. Means control. Chitta ayattata means mental control. Chitta ayattata. Chitta ayattatam vina means without the mental control. Without having any say over the mind. Without having any control over the mind. Without having any say over the mind. Chitta ayattata, swachitta ayattata means not having any control, say over one's own mind. It's called chitta ayattata vina, without. Me manasaha dukkhaya. So we have to add the word karanam. Kim karanam? Manasaha dukkhaya kim karanam? What is the cause for my sorrow? what is the cause for my sorrow? What is the cause of my sorrow? The cause for my sorrow. What is the cause of my sorrow? What is the cause of my sorrow? That without any say over the mind, sorrow just comes. What is the cause of the sorrow? Which means chitta ayattatam vina, you can say uncontrollably. Chitta ayattata, mental control. Without mental control means what now? Uncontrollably, the sorrow just arises in my mind. What is the cause of my sorrow? I am not able to undo my sorrow. Uncontrollably, without any control over my mind, sorrow rises. What is the cause of my sorrow? I'm not able to stop, undo, destroy, eliminate, remove the sorrow which rises in my mind. What is the cause of the sorrow in my mind? It is just coming uncontrollably, without any control over the mind. It is just coming. I want to ask you this. Please do tell me what is the cause of the sorrow of my mind, sorrow in my mind, which comes uncontrollably, over which I do not have any control. This is the meaning. Hey Bhagavan, Twam Aham Prashtum Ichami Ekam Vadaswa. Please do tell me one thing. Yet me manasaha dukkaya swachitta ayattatam vina dukkaya kim karanam. What is the cause of the sorrow which rises uncontrollably without any control over it? He continues. Mamatvam gata rajyasya rajyangeshva kileshvapi. Mamatvam gata rajyasya rajyangeshva kileshvapi. I can also put in Tamil so it will enjoy it better. Manadin kattupattirkul illamal மனதில் துக்கம் தொடர்ந்து வருவதற்கான காரணம் என்ன? இதை தங்களிடம் நான் கேட்க விரும்புகிறேன். வதஸ்வ கூறுவீராக. மமத்வம் கதராஜ்யஸ்ய ராஜ்யாங்கேஷ்வகிலேஷ்வபி. மமத்வம் கதராஜ்யஸ்ய ராஜ்யாங்கேஷ்வகிலேஷ்வபி. ஜானதோபியதாஜ்ஞஸ்ய கிமேதன்முனி சத்தம. ஜானதோபியதாஜ்ஞஸ்ய கிமேதன்முனி சத்தம. Earlier, merchant was talking to the king in this manner. Now the king is talking to the sage. Hey Munisattama, is addressing. Hey Munisattama. Again, Muni. Sat, Sattara, Sattama. O exalted among the sages. Munivargalil Sirandavare. Hey Munisattama, O exalted among sages, saints. O exalted saint. Hey Munisattama. Janataha api. See, Janan api, Janataha api. Janataha is what? Janataha is a possessive form of Janan. Sixth case. Janan api. Janataha mama. Arihindravanudaya yennudaya. Janataha mama. Why? Mama is the Janan aham. Arihindranan. Janataha mama. Arihindravanudaya yennudaya. So, Janataha mama. கதராஜ்யஸ்ய மமத்துவம் ராஜ்யாங்கேஷு அகிலேஷு அபி ஜானதஹ அபி மமத்துவம். Even though I know, O exalted king, even though I know, still mamatvam, I have what? Sense of ownership. Mamatvam, I have ownership. Ownership in what? Rajyangeshu akileshu. Akileshu api rajyangeshu. Akileshu api rajyangeshu. In all the activities pertaining to the kingdom, in all the aspects pertaining to kingdom. Rajya Angam means Rajyatrikku Sambandhamana Yella Vishyengalilum. Akhileshu Rajyangeshu means there is mamatvam, there is owner, sense of ownership in all those aspects associated with the kingdom. Is there, there is sense of ownership in all those as possible with the kingdom for me, even though I know. And who am I? Gatarajasya, Gatarajaha. I am, for me, the who has lost the kingdom. I have lost the kingdom, but still there is sense of ownership. Even after having lost the kingdom, Gatam Rajyam Yasya. Gatam Rajyam Yasya. Saha Gatarajyaha. The one from whom the kingdom has gone. He is called Gatarajyaha. Ilakkappatta arasine udayavan. Rajyatte ilandavan. Gatarajyaha. So, for me, who has lost the kingdom, still, in spite of knowing, having lost the kingdom, there is sense of ownership in all those aspects associated with the kingdom. Samasteshu rajyangeshu gatarajyasya janataha api mamatvam. The sense of ownership. Just as an ignorant person. Yatha ajnasya. Ajnaha means ignorant person. Yatha ajnasya means just as there is ownership on the part of the ignorant person, just as an ignorant person has sense of ownership, sense of possession, possessiveness. An ignorant person has possessiveness. So also, in spite of knowing, I'm not ignorant, in spite of knowing, having lost the kingdom, As the one who has lost the kingdom, still I have ownership towards all those aspects associated with the kingdom. Hey Munisattama, kim etat? What is this sense of possession? Why I have mamakara? Why I have my sense? Why I have sense of possession towards them? Is it clear? Very nice. Kim etat mamatvam? Kim etat mamatvam? What is the sense of possession? What is the sense of ownership in all those things associated with the kingdom which I have lost? In spite of knowing, why do I have sense of possession? What is this sense of possession? What is the sense of ownership? What is this mamakaraha? Mamatvam means mamakaraha. The status of being, having the my sense. Mamatvam, mamakaraha. Why this sense of ownership on my part, in spite of having lost everything in all those things, and in spite of knowing as though, like an ignorant person. It is very natural for the ignorant people, simple people to be possessive of things. But I know, I'm not ignorant. Like, I'm not ordinary person, I'm awake, I have understanding. in spite of being a person who knows things, why there is sense of possession, why there is possessiveness. Mamatvam kim? Kim mamatvam? So what is the first question? What is the cause of sorrow which is there uncontrollably, over which I do not have any say, I am not able to undo, destroy or suppress my sorrow? What is this sorrow? First question. Why there is sorrow? Second question. Why there is sense of possession, possessiveness on my part, in spite of knowing, having lost everything, why do I have possessiveness in things which I have lost already? A second question. Now third question is going to go. I'll stop in 2 minutes, okay? And having asked these two questions, now he's introducing this Vaishya to the Rishi, sage. Ayancha nikrutav putraihi darair bhrittai sathojjitaha. Ayancha nikrutav putraihi darair bhrittai sathojjitaha. Swajanena cha santyaktaha teshu hardi tathapyati. Yes, ayancha nikritaha putrehi. Nikritaha means who was offended. This merchant also has been offended, nikritaha, by his own sons, putrehi. Dara brittehi. This person, merchant, also has been offended by sons, wife and servants. Tata ujjitaha. He has been offended and also ujjitaha. Ujjita means rejected. He has been offended and also rejected by his wife, sons, wife and servants. Not that, swajanena cha, by his own people. Santyaktaha, and he has been rejected, he has been alienated by his own people. Teshu hardi tathapyati. Tatha api, even though he has been rejected, alienated, offended, by his people, wife, children, sons, servants, and people, still, tatha api, even then, teshu atihardi means he is highly affectionate towards them. Now this king, having asked two questions, now he is telling this sage, introducing this merchant. Ayamcha putraihi darehi vrittehi nikritaha tata ujjitaha swajanenacha santyaktaha. The three verbs, past passive participles, you can say nikritaha, offended, ujjitaha, rejected, santyaktaha, rejected, ujjitaha, alienated. I say meaning actually. So nikritaha, ujjitaha, santyaktaha, offended, afflicted, rejected, alienated. By whom? This merchant, putraihi, daraihi, brityaihi, swajanenacha. He has been rejected, offended, afflicted, alienated by his sons, wife, servants, and also own people. Tathapi, even then, tathapi, are you able to see? Tathapi, even then. There's one ati at the end. Do you see ati? Tathapyati. Tathapi, even then, take it, ati. End sandhida, tathapi plus ati, tathapyati. Tathapi, even then. Ati should go with the hardi. Atihardi. Hardi means affectionate. Atihardi means very affectionate. Teshu Atihardi. Even then, he is very affectionate towards them. Avargalidathil patrudayavanayirikkinran. Pasamudayavanayirikkiran. Even though he has been, it's a passive voice sentence, hope you see. Putraihi samadhihi nikritaha. Putraihi daraihi brittaihi swajanenacha samadhihi vaishyaha nikritaha ujjitaha santyaktaha. Tathapi Yeteshu atihardi asti esh ayam. Even then, he is very affectionate towards them. Is it clear? If somebody alienates me, rejects me, ignores me, I should know how to reject, keep a quiet. But the more you are alienated, the more you don't want to be alienated. The more you want to be rejected, you don't want to be rejected. See, if you reject, it's okay. When you are rejected, you cannot accept it. This is psychology. See, amazing. You must see here. Now, what is the human psychology? If you reject others, then you will not feel offended. But if you are rejected by others, you will feel very, very offended. It's a great pain. Not an easy joke. It's a great pain. Then, the more you are rejected, the more you try to be attached to them. The more you worry about them. Because nobody wants to be alienated. Nobody wants to be rejected. Nobody wants to be, rejected. Rejection will cause a tremendous amount of pain. Swamiji always said, okay, we should never reject anybody. Rejection will cause a tremendous amount of pain. If you don't like somebody's behavior also, there's nice way of, without making the other person feel rejected, you must keep away without any ill feeling. If you think the person is really troublesome person, you can't handle, then you have to keep away. Then you can keep away in such a way without having any ill feel towards the person, praying for the person, blessing them all the best, wishing all the best, without making the person feel alienated, you must try to keep away. If that person is a very troublesome person, otherwise there's no need for alienating, rejecting anybody. Rejection will cause a tremendous amount of pain. But this king has been rejected and all that, in spite, even though he has been rejected of, tathapi, the atihardi teshu, he is very affectionate towards them. And we'll see it next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.